Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Russell Jackman.
Your only co-host.
Oh, maybe. It depends. Vern Glenn may or may not be able to join us.
You can always count on me.
You can always count on Mr. Jackman, though. We appreciate that. Hey, at each commercial break, we're going to ask a sports trivia question. And today is somewhat hard NBA questions. We just know how you love the NBA.
Yeah.
I try to tailor this a little bit, you know, toward you, especially since the season started already.
Last week was pretty tough, so I'll give you that.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to make
it. I never thought Allen Iverson had 15 steals in a game. So that,
yeah, isn't that amazing?
That was a good trivia question.
Yeah, that was in the playoffs. I'm not sure what the record is non-playoff.
Yeah. Something like 20 or something like that, you know.
That's ridiculous. I mean, imagine.
Yeah, that's people have to kind of handle the ball a little bit better if they're going to give up 20 steals. 20 assists is something, but 20 steals is something else.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Or 20 rebounds is pretty good, too. Let's see here. A few things that I wanted to cover. The Clippers losing by more than 50 points without Kawhi Leonard. Can you imagine what it's like having one guy make that much of a difference on your team? And something about Washington's Dwayne Haskins.
Oh, God. And,
Hey, did you see Curry, snippet that they showed that he made 105 three-pointers in a row in practice?
And now can't make any during a regular game, but yes.
Yeah, and that's kind of a huge thing.
He should be giving lessons to Kelly Oubre.
Yeah, well, you know, the season just started, so these guys, you know, they got to get back.
Three games in, and Kelly Oubre hasn't hit one yet.
It's okay. Hey, Willie Mays went like 1 for 19.
Oubre is no Willie Mays.
Well, that's true, but it just kind of shows you that even the greats can start off not doing well. Of course, Kelly Oubre is not a rookie, whereas
some of the greats start off that way, and then some of the really bad ones start off that way, too.
All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Discover one of the most romantic and COVID-safe certified boutique inns or bed and breakfasts on the Northern California coast. The Elk Cove Inn is a one-of-a-kind Ocean View Mendocino Coast bed and breakfast with luxurious accommodations not far from Napa. The Elk Cove Inn is situated on the most breathtaking route of California's Highway 1. The Elk Cove Inn is a favorite for romantic getaways. When you visit the Elk Cove Inn, you're greeted with a gift basket with cookies and wine. Of course, champagne and a delicious complimentary breakfast are included. Book your stay at the Elk Cove Inn, as they have many specials now, by visiting elkcovein.com. Also check the reviews on TripAdvisor and what guests say, or call 800-275-2967. That's 800-275-2967 or elkcovein.com.
Like the town itself, Hotel San Luis Obispo is a cultural crossroad where an adventure becomes a life well lived. Located steps from downtown, Hotel San Luis Obispo is the perfect jumping off point for Central Coast adventures. Head to the rooftop for sips and small plates amidst lush planted greenery with stellar views over rolling hills. With quintessential California beach towns just up the road, Hotel San Luis Obispo is both a destination and an experience. Top off your day with a curated list of the best wines from the Central Coast at Ox and Anchor, a classic steakhouse with a modern twist. Call 805-235-0700. That's 805-235-0700. Or go to hotel-slo.com. That's hotel-slo.com. Hotel-slo.com.
Attention Bay Area homeowners. Pacific Private Money has a loan program that can help you buy your next home right now. No need to wait to sell your existing home first. Our unique bridge loan lets you tap the equity in your current home to provide up to 100% financing on the home you wish to buy. We're friendly, fast, and ready to help you right now. Call us today for more information, 415-883-2150, or visit us at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender, license Caltier E01897444. All investments have inherent risk, and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Russell Jackson. Hey, by the way, the last segment was Sports Econ 101 was sponsored by Pacific Private Money, providing mortgage investments currently yielding over 7.5%, secured by real estate primarily in California. Got to check them out at pacificprivatemoney.com. All right, so first of all, the Clippers, they lost by more than 50 points.
Yeah, that was something.
I mean, and the thing is, it's like, you know, you go, okay, well, Kawhi Leonard wasn't playing, but, I mean, was it that much of an impact? The one
apparently
guy?
Apparently so.
Yeah.
I mean, they absolutely rolled over for Dallas and let Dallas have a 50-point lead at the half. I wonder, anyone who had the Clippers on that one is obviously that's when you leave Vegas and never return.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'll take the Clippers and 47 points. You know, that's a shoo-in, right?
Well, they also showed how there was a game that was the over-under was 132.5 points. And they were showing on – and there was only 12 seconds left in the game. And it was – there was, I think, 9 points left in the spread. And they still managed to go over the spread in 12 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah, that was all free throws and three pointers.
That's amazing.
And again, somebody in Vegas who was probably just ripping up their ticket was like, "Wait a minute, let me take this thing back together."
That's why you just never.
That's
do
why
that.
I don't gamble on sports. I swear to you, I just don't gamble on sports because that sort of thing just happens a lot. I'd rather gamble on dice or cards or the stupid slot machines.
Well, at least if you play poker, it's like you against other people. You know, I get that. Yeah, the thing about betting on sports, you know, I stopped doing it many, many years ago because I couldn't enjoy the games anymore.
Yeah, that's right? The whole thing.
Yeah.
Is that I want to enjoy sports for what it is. Fantasy football is one thing. You know, I don't have any money invested in fantasy football, just a ton of emotion put into it, but I, you know, I don't, if I'm going to make money or lose money, I'd rather do it on something that is invented for that purpose. So yeah. Roulette or dice or cards or slot machines, what have you, those were invented for gambling. I don't mind gambling on that, but gambling on other things that I want to enjoy, you're right. You tend to focus more on the numbers and you'll be exactly. Like, ah, even though my team won, they didn't win by enough. Therefore, yeah. They suck.
Well, it's the same thing with you mentioned about roulette and dice. It's not human error, human interaction that can alter the chain, you know, the thing. It's just the by chance. Yeah, in fact, I remember when I was a kid, we used to look at Wednesday, they would have the point spreads. And then what my brother and my dad and I would do is we would pick, you know, whatever team, didn't matter. We'd go every single game. And then Sunday, you know, we'd be watching football and keep track of, you know, did you win by more than the points? You know, because it didn't matter. You could take either the favorite or the underdog. And you didn't get paid for winning. You only had to put money in the kitty if you lost. And at the end of the year, what we would do is just total up the money and then go out and, you know, go bowling and have a soda or something like that. And it was really fun because you cared about games that you wouldn't really care about too much. And it wasn't a huge amount of money that we were doing. It was just kind of for the fun of it. And so something like that, yeah, it's kind of, that was kind of fun. But when you start betting, you know, $1,000 on a game, you know, it's like, even if you can afford to lose, it just totally changes the impact.
Yeah. And you can't watch a game for the enjoyment of it. You have to watch it because you're caring about a point spread or you're caring about, you know, a yardage thing or something like that. And it really, your ability to focus on the game itself kind of goes by the wayside. You're just caring about those specific statistics.
And even if you were to bet on something like, which player is going to score the first touchdown, you know, which player, let's say. And after let's say in the first 3 minutes, your guy doesn't score.
Then you're done. You don't even care about the game.
Well, that's the thing is then, you know, you sort of put it out of your mind, but you're still a little frustrated during the whole game.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. No, that's why the last time I bet on a football game was I was in Vegas, and that's how long ago it was. My kids weren't even born. And I put $40 on the 49ers to win in a preseason game against Seattle. And I do remember as soon as I won that bet, I was like, cash out, get my money, you know, buy myself dinner, and that was it. I was like happy with it. I didn't let it ride or try to put it on something else again because I was nervous during the whole game. You know, were the Niners going to win? Were they going to lose? Are they going to just put out, you know, terrible players for the rest of the preseason game? Yeah. You know, it was truly a gamble. I had no idea if they were going to win or not. And, you know, just being nervous during the whole game and like, you know, anticipating whether or not your team is going to win puts too much pressure on the enjoyment of the game.
You know, I'll tell you, the one time that I did really enjoy when I actually did bet, only because I thought this is such an easy choice. It's like I know I'm going to win, and so I got to enjoy winning as well as the game. And that was the Super Bowl between the 85 Super Bowl Bears against Patriots, Steve Grogan and McMahon, right? And the point spread kept going down and down and down. And it was only like 7 points. And I looked, I said, the Bears are just going to trounce them. And so I bet $500. And this was back in 85, you know, on the Bears. And we were in Vegas. And it was like, I mean, I just knew I was going to win. So I just kind of watched. I go, this is going to be a great game. And it was fantastic.
Did you hear how Charles Barkley on the air said he would bet $100,000 on Portland to win the NBA championship this year? He just said he made the public announcement that he would take the money that he gets from DraftKings, he said, for endorsements, he's going to put on Portland Trailblazers. If he wins, because he's called it this early in the season, he would get $2.8
million. 28 to 1.
28 to 1, yes.
So, and has he actually placed the bet?
Yeah, I think what they did was DraftKings took what they were paying him for his endorsements and just put that on the Portland Trailblazers.
So unfortunately, he has to already pay taxes on the $100,000, though.
Right. So either way, whether he wins or loses. But then if he makes 2.8, he'll owe a lot in taxes.
But I
thought that was pretty gutsy to throw that out on the air.
That's true.
You believe so much in the team that you're going to put $100,000 on him.
And did he say why Portland
specifically? Oh, he loves Sasson. He loves Enes Kanter, and they have the best backcourt, and McCollum and Lillard, and so on and so forth.
Lillard is due. I mean, he keeps coming up short all the time.
Yeah. For him, $100,000 is literally nothing because he gets the endorsement already from DraftKings. So it's not even his salary. It's just, you know, he either does commercials free for a year for DraftKings, or he makes.
I wonder how much he makes, because you know he does other things like on the
lot of endorsements, yeah.
He was even on Shark Tank for an episode.
But he gambles a lot too, so we don't know how much of it comes in and then goes out. If ever there was a whale out there, it would be Charles Barkley.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy is that it's like the stock market. If you took 100,000 and turned it into 200,000, you would be so happy. But if you took 100,000, turned it into 1,000,000, but then let it ride and it came all the way down to 300,000, you'd be so upset. But yet you'd still have done better. All right, here's our first trivia question on the NBA, somewhat hard questions. Who became the first high school player who was a number one overall pick to skip college and be drafted to the NBA?
I think I know this one.
Okay. So remember,
he was one of my favorite players. Coming
from high school.
If my answer's right, then.
Coming from high school, he was the number one overall pick to skip college and be drafted to the NBA. Stay with us. You are listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that bell. We'll be right back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Welcome Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here, along with Russell Jackman. Our first trivia question, all NBA questions, somewhat hard ones. Who became the first high school player who was the number one overall pick to skip college and be drafted to the NBA?
Moses Malone?
No.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't Sean Kemp, and it wasn't Kobe Bryant.
Huh.
It wasn't LeBron James.
And if it wasn't Moses Malone, was it Bill Willoughby?
No. It was Kwame Brown by the
Wizards. Kwame Brown, huh?
In the 2001 draft. I know, that one's really surprising.
So Moses was not the number one overall pick. I always thought he was.
Yeah, because there's a bunch of guys.
I love Moses Malone. I thought he was a fantastic player.
Yeah. And Sean Kemp, remember, I think?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Sean Kemp now has a cannabis business. I saw him on a sports talk show with Gary Payton, where they had a long discussion about like cannabis use and how, you know, it was so ostracized for so many years, but it's now really hit a level of acceptance, and that, you know, hopefully it'll no longer be tested in the NBA, and because it's legal in so many states now. The recreational use is allowed in so many states that the NBA plays, so many of the cities, it's legal. But it's kind of stupid to test for it.
But is there have anything to do with the THC level versus regular old cannabis?
Yeah, well, it shouldn't even be tested for. It's not something that, you know, that is a performance enhancer like steroids.
Oh, no, it's not.
And yeah, because it's not illegal... You know, I don't see why they have a reason to test for it in the NBA.
Interesting. But you'll have to put on your lawyer hat and write for some of the players to get it legalized.
Yeah, I would think so. And then, you know, in answer to your previous non-trivia question, which was who has the most steals in a regular season game, oddly enough, it's less than the playoffs, it was either Larry Keenan or Kendall Gill with the most number of steals, with 11 steals in a game.
Interesting. So we didn't have to necessarily put a caveat of.
Yeah, you had to say it was the playoffs.
I didn't have to say the playoffs. Could have just said what's the most steals in any game.
Yes.
Okay. Moving on a little bit. So last week, we didn't get a chance to talk about this, but the Blackhawks are not changing their name, Chicago Blackhawks. They claim it honors Black Hawk, a Native American leader from Illinois, Sac and Fox Nation. Not familiar with that name, but okay. Now, the Chiefs and the Braves have no plans to change their name. And again, you know, that's not really a derogatory term.
But
that's what people doing it, and I hate that thing. That
I do too.
Annoying thing.
So one thing I didn't miss with the crowds being gone.
You know what? I was thinking the same thing. So now, but here's another thing though. Technically, there are no Native Americans, as we all came from somewhere else, right? I mean, haven't the paleontologists and all those guys said? You know, we all come from Africa, started off in Africa.
I don't know. They're finding out more and more info. I mean, considering the world was all like one giant continent for a long time, you know, it is kind of hard to say where people actually, quote unquote, came from.
Yeah. I mean, we all had to, if you go back generation, right? Yeah, you start off with two people, don't you? Right?
Maybe.
Well, you can't have one.
Well, no, but maybe, you know, depending on whether you believe in evolution or not, I guess. I don't want to alienate the audience. Although, if you don't believe in evolution, feel free to not listen to this show. That's the way I look at it. You can drop off as a viewer, if you don't believe in evolution. I don't want you here.
Well, wait a minute. That's me.
You don't believe in evolution?
No, it's because it's actually been scientifically disproven. Not just forget religion, forget all that stuff. I'm talking science. Because
we were all created in 6 days, and the Earth's only 6,000
years old. That's another topic. That's another topic. Okay, but it's like when you talk to the evolutionists, they say we all come from rocks. I mean, literally, they will. No, yeah, a rock changed into this. It's like another one question I always have for evolutionists is. How do you get life from non-life? You can't, because they say, well, it all, like, say, Big Bang, right? Well, yeah, but who created the Big Bang? I mean, something, what started in the beginning to create that first life?
Yeah, but I can turn it back on you and say, what would create God? So, you know.
Well, see, but I don't have to explain that, right? Because I can say that that's outside of my understanding.
Yes, you do, because God exists on faith. And if there's nobody to believe in God, then he doesn't exist.
No, that's not true. That's like saying if the tree in the forest, if it fell and nobody heard it, did it actually make a sound? Sure, it made a sound, just nobody heard it.
But there was no forest to begin with. If you're saying that there's no forest there to even begin with, then there was no tree to fall in it.
Well, here was one of the questions I was also thinking about with an evolutionist, because, you know, I've done a lot of study on this stuff, right? And it kind of makes sense when you go, well, what are the odds also that the you know how, you know, okay, we come from, you know, whales climbing on the land, blah 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 blah. If you get the one in quadrillionth to the power to get the first thing, what are the odds that it's going to find a mate that is also, you know, an opposite, right, male female, to create the next one? Yeah, you understand what
you've got billions of years to work with, so you've got billions of odds, you know, the odds go in the X number because you have so many billions of years. And we don't know that life didn't come here from another planet, that it didn't.
That's true. And I'm not, that's the thing, is I'm not going that far, just because who knows, could be that. But here's the funny thing. Do you know what the law of entropy is? The second law of thermodynamics.
Yeah, neither created nor destroyed.
Well, no, that's the first law. The second law is that things go from order to disorder. In other words, if I take a brand new Mercedes and I put it out in the middle of the desert, in a thousand years, it will not turn into a Boeing 747. And the longer the time, if I say, well, let's give it a billion years, what'll happen? It'll actually disintegrate to nothing, won't it? So the problem with the evolutionists in that is what they do is they keep adding years, because, like, when I was a kid, the evolutionist said, oh, the Earth is 3.6 billion years old. Now they're saying it's like 6 billion. That soon, in 100 years, they'll say, ha, ha, those silly people, it's a trillion years
science,
old. Right?
Science goes forward and discovers more things and gets better testing.
Here's the problem, though. The more time you add, the worse things are going to get, not better. That's what I'm saying, is that if you take a brand new Cadillac and put it in the desert, in a thousand years, it's going to be X. If you say a billion years, suddenly it'll turn into a 747. That's the opposite.
Well, things but go no, down. In that sense that matter is neither created nor destroyed, you're having things turn into other stuff. It doesn't necessarily
correct.
Turn into a 747.
So if I were to take, in other words, let's say I take the Mona Lisa and I rip it into a thousand pieces and I drop it from a 10-foot ladder, what are the odds that will magically turn back into the Mona Lisa? Okay, let's say 1,000 to 1. Let's just pretend, right? And then you say, no, what we have to do is we have to drop it from an airplane and drop it from 30,000 feet, and that'll give it a better shot at it. That's what adding more years to the evolutionary billions and trillions and quadrillions of years does. It makes it more impossible rather than less possible.
But in that time frame, someone else could recreate it. So you don't necessarily have to create it from one source. It doesn't have to come from one source. It can come from myriad other sources.
Like another planet type of thing?
So, you know, yes, it would not be the exact same thing. It would be duplicated to the exact same level somewhere else by somebody else over time figuring it out on their own. So that's where I'm on the evolutionary side. And you can send your emails to me if you don't believe in evolution. You can send your emails to me, but I'm sticking with it.
Well, okay.
I want to see the fossils that I've seen.
But the fossils, do you know how they date the fossils?
Yeah, the carbon dating.
The guy who invented carbon dating says you can't accurately measure anything past 5,000 or 10,000 years. But they measure it by the rocks they find next to the fossils. Do you know how they age the rocks? By the fossils they find next to it. It's a circular argument. Listen, Mr. Jackman, I have done many years of scientific research on this, forget religion, forget theories, right? Because I could just invent any old thing and say, well, here, I wrote it on a piece of paper. It's on the internet. It's got to be true, right? So you and I will have this conversation at a longer time.
Yeah, we'll have to.
Other than sports, because we've been spending a lot of time not on sports on this. Hey, one last thing before we get to our next break. Knuckleballer Phil Negro died at age 81 just recently.
So did Danny Hodge, and so did Brody Lee, who was a wrestler, was only 41 years old.
Oh.
Yeah, another terrible wrestling death occurred. And Danny Hodge, who was 88, and also one of the greatest, what they call shoot fighters of all time.
What's that?
And he was one of the original types. I mean, he wrestled with guys like Carl Gotch and George Hackenschmidt and some of the really ancient, you know, original.
If he was 88 years old, then yeah, you are going to.
And even at age 80, there's a picture on his Wikipedia page of him crushing an apple.
Really?
In front of the state legislature.
I'd like to see that.
He apparently had double tendons in his hands that made him so strong he could crush apples.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would not want to wrestle that guy. All right, here's our second trivia question. Who led the league? This is the NBA hard questions. Who led the league with 3.91 blocks, which obviously you can't have 0.91, but we get what they're talking about, per game in the 1994-1995 season? Who led the league 3.91 blocks in the 94-95 season? Don't touch that dial. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Hi, Sports Econ 101 listeners, I'm Edward Brown. You know me as the host of the show, but you may not know that I work with individuals getting them the least expensive term life insurance policies around. Don't be fooled by the ads you hear on TV and radio. It's always best to work with someone who's completely independent. That's where I come in. If you email me at edward@sportsecon101.com, your name, your age, and how much insurance you want, I'll run the numbers through my software program and let you know the least expensive policy around from among many of the top insurance companies. Again, I'm totally independent, so email edward@sportsecon101.com for your free life insurance quote today. Why pay more for life insurance than you need to? I can get you a guaranteed policy where the low premiums are fixed anywhere from 10 to 35 years. So email edward@sportsecon101.com right now for your free life insurance quote. That's edward@sportsecon101.com.
Like the town itself, Hotel San Luis Obispo is a cultural crossroad where an adventure becomes a life well lived. Located steps from downtown, Hotel San Luis Obispo is the perfect jumping-off point for Central Coast adventures. Head to the rooftop for sips and small plates amidst lush planted greenery with stellar views over rolling hills. With quintessential California beach towns just up the road, Hotel San Luis Obispo is both a destination and an experience. Top off your day with a curated list of the best wines from the Central Coast at Ox and Anchor, a classic steakhouse with a modern twist. Call 805-235-0700. That's 805-235-0700. Or go to hotel-slo.com. That's hotel-slo.com. Hotel-slo.com.
The number one gift in this stressful year, relaxation from Homedics, now at up to 30% off. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list. With select items up to 30% off and free shipping on orders over $50, holiday supplies won't last. Shop now at HOMEDICS.com. The perfectly relaxing, perfectly giftable gift is at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. and the non-evolutionary talk.
And the non-Vernless talk. You see, when we don't have Vern here, we go all over the place.
That's true. That's
true. He keeps us secular.
But you know what? When people are either driving, listening to us on Sirius XM, or driving around with their radio on, they're going, huh, this is a little different than a typical sports show. That's fine.
Hopefully they're not turning the dial.
That's right. Don't turn the dial. Okay. Who led the league, talking the NBA, with 3.91 blocks per game? So almost 4 blocks per game in the 1994-95 season.
I'm going to say Olajuwon.
No, that was a good guess. So,
if it's not Olajuwon, was it Mark Eaton?
No.
Oh.
But I'm going to the audience can't see this, but I'm going to do a gesture on the YouTube channel, and you'll get it.
Oh, Dikembe Mutombo.
That's right. I wagged my finger. Dikembe Mutombo.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. He was Olajuwon was right there, because that was one of his championship years. So I was thinking he was an incredible force during that era.
In fact, if I remember correctly, wasn't it Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler who played for Houston?
Right. Slamma Jamma.
By Slamma Jamma. That's right. There you go.
There's a trivia answer.
You know, it's funny. Looking at Jim Valvano taking NC State. Do you ever see that, like 30 on 30, or one of those shows where they just concentrate on NC State taking them?
That whole thing?
It's incredible. There's like all these chances that they should have lost, and they just made it through. It was destined. It was their year.
Although that year was when Mutombo had the and Denver had the upset of Seattle, right? And that was that picture of him lying on the floor with the ball over his head, you know, smiling.
that wouldn't have been the championship, because
no, that was in the first round. That was in the first round. It was one of the biggest upsets until the Warriors beat Dallas. The We Believe Warriors.
Oh yeah, then that's when Baron Davis did the slam over AK-47, right?
Yeah. Well, that was that season, but it wasn't during the playoffs, because Kirilenko wasn't on Dallas. Kirilenko was
wait a minute,
on
though, but then, no, there were, wait
that
a minute,
point.
That,
I think he was on Utah.
No, there was a.
But that was during the regular season that Baron Davis had that amazing.
Really, play. I thought it was during one of the playoff games. Okay,
no.
Question on that.
I'm pretty sure of that.
Okay, guys. And now Washington's Dwayne Haskins' unmasked trip to a strip club cost him $40,000, and most likely end his.
Oh, it's done over. He was cut yesterday.
Was he? Okay.
Yes.
Two interceptions, a lost fumble, 2 sacks in a pivotal game against.
I don't want him on the 49ers, by the way. That's an answer to anyone thinking that, you know, the Niners, who are desperate for a quarterback, maybe. But I don't want them to pick up. CJ Beathard's a better deal than Haskins.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of crazy too, because these guys, they're getting in trouble for being unmasked, but when they're on the field, they're unmasked. And then,
yeah, but that's when they've been tested.
I know, but then even like the guys on the sidelines, you know, everybody has to get tested before they get in.
Right.
So why are there all the big hooplas about getting fined for not having a mask on the sideline?
Because they want to send the message to the viewers, you know, that they're still following that. Now, of course, that message seemed to have gone away with James Harden, who did the exact same thing, and yet he's playing the very next day that he was, you know, supposedly hanging out.
I thought Adam Silver was kind of a little bit more straight-laced, you know, we're gonna do things by the book. What do you think happened?
44 points and 17 rebounds the next game is what happened, which is, you know, for a guy who didn't practice and spending his night at a strip club, you know, I guess maybe Adam Silver's thinking, maybe we should send them all to strip clubs if we can have 44 points.
Yeah, but nobody knew he was going to score that many points after the strip club.
And that's for a guy who doesn't want to play for Houston.
I know.
He's capable of a 44-point game with 17 rebounds and on a team he doesn't want to play for. I mean, that really makes you wonder.
Well, it could be, again, if he just plays so well that he forces a trade somehow, another team is going to go, you know what, this guy, everybody knows how good he is anyway, but rather than him dogging it and having a bad attitude, other teams might kind of go, gee, what if he gets disenchanted for, you know.
But no team has the salary level that they can afford to trade the players that are necessary to get Harden on board. He's earning like $60 million.
Okay, now does Harden have the right to take a lesser salary to
fit the cap? No, with the collective bargaining agreement, no. Not for the next 2 years.
See, he's that's kind of screwy. Here's a guy who, even if he says, listen, I'm willing to give up my salary.
He's not, though.
Well, but even if he was, let's start off with that. If he was, you're still saying he's not even allowed to.
Yeah, no, not with the collective bargaining agreement. Okay. That thing is set in stone. I mean, he would have to have the entire contract completely invalidated, which I don't know how you go about doing that, you know, when a season's already rolling.
Well, now there were some guys who, let's say, while they were discussing their contract, have said, I'll take less to make room.
Right. But once you sign it, the collective bargaining agreement doesn't allow you to just tear that contract up and write a new one, especially because the salary cap is already in place. You can't, once the season starts, you know, or once the preseason starts, your salaries are all sort of put in concrete. And so you can't, you know, mess around with it and say, oh, well, now I'm going to earn, you know, $5 million a year and we can bring aboard, you know, a bunch of other guys, you know, I'll just take.
Well, I kind of get that because you don't want, you know, one team being over, you know, saturated with superstars. What happens when guys get hurt?
Talk to the Golden State Warriors about that. They're paying, Klay Thompson, you know, about $30 million a year, and he can't play at all. That's why they had to – Kelly Oubre winds up being the $60 million man because he only has a contract for $14 million. But because he makes the Warriors go over the salary cap by so much, his hit on the salary cap is over $60 million for the Warriors.
Now, in that case, so how much could he have – like, let's say he said, okay, I'll only take $10 million.
$60 million still against the Warriors.
So as soon as you get over the capital.
Yep, and you get over it by a certain amount, then the penalties go way, way up.
And where does that money go to?
It goes to the league.
Oh, interesting. And what does the league do with it?
They're probably, you know, doing that. Some of it goes to charity, but others, you know, just goes to reinforce the strength of the NBA overall. You know, and okay. I think
and what charity would it go to?
United Way.
Oh, is that what they?
Yeah, that's that's the charity for the NBA. I think that also some of it gets distributed as part of a salary sharing agreement between the different teams.
Now that I can see.
Basically,
that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, part of it gets distributed across the entire league. So, but. It's in that salary cap, while, you know, supposedly keeping teams competitive, also really locks teams into specific lineups that they can't change even when injury happens. So
yeah,
the Warriors are definitely suffering from the salary cap this year, and Kelly Oubre is the perfect example of what happens when, you know, you're up against the wall and you have a major injury.
And if you're Kelly and you go, great, I'm making 14, but man, there's this extra $60 million floating around because of it. Give me some of that, you know?
Oh, well, you know, there's going to be a couple of expansion teams added to the NBA too, pretty soon. And that, I'm sorry to say, but $60 million is chump change compared to what they're going to get when they expand two more teams.
Oh yeah, it's got to be a billion basically.
Yes,
you have to be a billionaire in order to.
Yeah, and they're going to probably charge the teams $1 billion to join the NBA and start up a new franchise.
You know what? I wouldn't want to do it now if you can't put fans in there.
But that's the whole thing, is that they're not thinking for this year or next year. They're thinking for 10 years from now and 20 years from now.
And which cities are they thinking?
Seattle has got to get another team. That was unfair to what happened to them. And then there's talk that, you know, that they may move some teams, you know, like Memphis may move. Oh. But I think they're going to go to 32 teams.
They moved from Vancouver to Memphis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they did. And Memphis isn't really embracing the Grizzlies all that much.
That's too bad. They were a pretty good team a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but they're not so great now. And Memphis, you know, isn't a hotbed of NBA activity.
No, it's more college football, I would think, you know.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, they you know, there's talk about, you know, trying to do more international stuff, trying to put a team in Mexico, trying to put a team in China, trying to put a team in India. You know,
I could see because it's still close enough to Texas that you have, you know, for traveling. But China, I mean, that's just too far to play.
They want the ratings, man. They want the ratings. You know, it's just like the NFL, you know, wants to try to, you know, get into that market. It's going to be larger than the U.S. in just a couple of years. So,
yeah, well, basketball definitely has been, you know, an international sport. Football, not, you know, as much. Baseball, yeah, you know, Japan's always been big on baseball.
And Korea, you know.
Korea.
So, I don't know. We may see, you know, the Beijing, you know, the Beijing Bears or yeah.
I guess, I could see from a scheduling situation, if you have like 4 or 5 teams in Asia/Europe, you know, area, then you basically just, okay, team, you're going to just stay for a month. And you're just going to go around the circuit, you know, Korea, Japan, you know. One good thing, I think, about doing something like that is it kind of brings the world together a little bit more, I think. Even if there is this, you know, USA versus, you know, China, it's still on the same field. You know what I mean?
Get ready for the 3 a.m. tip-off, though.
which you will set your clock for.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So I don't know. That is another problem. I mean, when all those Olympics were happening in China, you know, and people were dead set about seeing the Olympics happen, you know, live. You know,
They're
putting their alarms off at, you know, 3, 4 in the morning.
Having the Dream Team in 92, I believe, is when it started, was pretty fantastic. You know, it really was, especially even all the other players from the other leagues were just like enamored with all of these stars coming from the U.S.,
Absolutely.
Because for years it used to be just college players, you know. And that was kind of unfair because you had Russia who paid their people, you know, and USA had to use college players years ago.
Right. And once we went pro, we never went back.
There you go. Okay. So now we're going to cut to our last trivia question here.
Oh, boy.
Talking somewhat hard NBA questions. This one actually is a little harder, I think. Who led the league in assists in the 1980-81 season?
81.
So, I mean, this one's a little harder. In fact, I'm not even going to give you the team. It was the Washington Bullets.
Okay.
All right. So that's our trivia question. And when we come back, Sports Econ 101 will have some closing comments. So stay with us.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, Edward Brown here along with Russell Jackman.
Kevin Porter,
that is correct. Who led the league in assists in the 1980-81 season? Kevin Porter, that is correct. You are the man. And we're just before we cut out here for our thoughts for the day, you were mentioning they were the Baltimore Bullets, and it went all the way back to the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, it was about that, but they had to change it because Shimon Peres was assassinated. He was a friend of the owner, and the owner was so heartbroken with the assassination, he didn't want the team to be named after anything violent.
Wow. But we decided that the Washington Wizards is just, it just doesn't
pretty
happen.
Pretty weak,
yeah.
But then, well, we'll see what they wind up naming the football team after. We may be, like, saying, you know, the Wizards isn't so bad.
Yeah. I know, it's like in the old days, like, they had St. Louis Cardinals, both baseball and football, you know, eventually. All right. Are you ready for our thoughts of the day, my friend?
Yes.
Here we go. It is very easy to defeat someone, but it's very hard to sin someone. I'm not sure what that means.
Somebody?
I don't know. To sin someone? I might have written that one down wrong. So we'll go to the next one here. And if you look at what you have in life, you will always have more. If you look at what you don't have in life, you'll never have enough. Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. Right. And any thoughts for the new year? I just hope 2021 brings us nothing but change as far as what we've had to get used to in 2020.
I totally agree. All right. Tune in next week to Sports Econ 101.
Tune in next year.
Yeah, that's right. Tune in. Well, actually, this is next year already. This is the second. Right,
that's so, right. But we'll be tuning in with you next year.
Correct. Bro. Tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective. And we're going to also be asking more sports trivia questions.
Next decade.
That's right. It starts a new decade. You are correct. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios, America.
So long.